obviously it's halfway down the series, man. Where did it kind of fall apart for you guys there?
I thought it was a series of just missed opportunities for our group. I mean, 3 overtime losses at home in games where I thought we were the better team. I mean, it's funny how that works. I thought we played better this year in the series than we did last year. It's just, you know, that's a really good hockey team over there, and we saw what happened last year. It went 7. This year, they an even better team. You know, made some really good moves at the deadline, got in some really good players, and we knew it was going to be a grind, but you got to give our guys credit too. You know, we battled, and we just, you know, let some games slip away and missed opportunities. We felt good about our game and our game plan, but I got to give them credit too. They battled. That's what good teams do at this time of year. You might not always deserve to win, but you grind and you find a way. And you know, got some really good players over there and had a hell of a series. So it's a tough moment because the run that we've been on the last 3 years has been amazing. And anytime you don't get to that level, it feels like a failure because of the season and the group that we have in here. But again, that's a really good hockey team over there. And they found a way to win 4 games, so they deserve credit.
Steven, 3 overtimes here on home ice, a place that you have the second best record in the NHL this year. It seemed like you had played well in the extra periods, but the bounces just weren't going your way.
To go far in the playoffs, you need some bounces, but you create your own bounces too. And like I said, they got some good bounces, but you deserve that. You create them, but in order to go deep in the playoffs, you need some bounces to go your way. We've been a beneficiary of that the last 3 years to go to the Stanley Cup Final 3 years in a row. We need some good puck luck. We didn't have that in this series, I don't think.
Steven, with the experience you guys have had, obviously recent years, how hard is this?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's a very kind of lonely feeling right now when you're out this early. I mean, like I said, with the experience that we have, players that we have in this, the expectation is to make a run every year. That's the way it is. That's the, you know, when you have the run that we've had, the bar gets raised. So when you don't get there, it's tough.
Was there missing any ingredient this year, do you think?
It's tough to say right now. Like I said, I just thought we missed some opportunities in this series. And missed opportunities to win on home ice. You know, missed opportunities to score some goals to put them away. It was just, you know, you lose 3 games at home in fashion, 3 overtimes. You probably have to win a series.
Did you like the way the defense was playing though to kind of win this game?
I mean, listen, it was a game where I felt like we left it on the ice. It was a do or die game, 1-1 game that goes into overtime. So, like I said, there's no shame in the effort that we put in. It's just, maybe the execution at times wasn't great, but you know, no one should go home, you know, feeling like we leave it on the ice. Like I said, I thought we played better, you know, 5-on-5 hockey than we did last year. We found a way. Maybe we got some bounces last year, but you know, it wasn't for lack of effort. And, you know, you look at the shots, look at the scoring chances. I think we did pretty well. I think it's a really good hockey team over there. It's just, you know, it sucks when it doesn't go well.
Thanks.